Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of these NBA players, they don't care about winning. They don't care about winning as much as they care about the bag. And there are certain people like, and we're lucky that we have, I don't know, three of them, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. They are all about winning and they've won. And I do think LeBron is also in that same category. But you could look at many of the stars in the association. You could look at guys making 40-something million. And they could give a rat's ass whether or not they win or not. And I do think that that is a big problem with the association.
I agree. Well, I don't know if it's a problem. I agree with your premise, though.
It was Steiny's premise.
Well, except for the idea.
Not anymore.
Let's go back to, let's take some of the stars you're talking about when you say they're all about winning. Well, that's because they have. That's because they're on the other side of it. If you really got them in an honest moment, you said to Draymond Green and Steph Curry, you've got to give one back, either the rings or the status, what you've achieved, the status. And I know those things are a little bit hand in hand.
Right.
To a degree. But like your stardom, your shoe deal, your $60 million a year contract, who you are. You are Steph Curry. You are considered one of the best all time. And I know you're not considered that without the rings, but you get what I'm saying. Like part of your life or the actual rings, what would you give back? Like, would you trade being Steph Curry? Would you trade Under Armour in exchange for being, you know, Patrick McCaw? You could have the rings, but you don't get any of the Steph. Or would you rather be Steph and not have the rings? I don't think that what you're saying is a criticism. I think that's being a human being. That's the way we all look at it. If you work over at Home Depot, are you freaking out like we have got to finish ahead of Lowe's this quarter? Or do you just want your job? You want your job. You want it to go well. You want your check. And then you want to go home with your family and have your life.
I'm thinking about a different stratosphere.
Of course.
I'm thinking about more like the Zach Levines. A guy who's making 42, and it'd be cool if we were kind of there at the end and I had a chance to get one of those, but I'm making 42. So for me, it's more about those, that level of player, guys who are making the bag and they don't have to be held to any real standard. And, you know, I don't want to name check too many other people because I don't know these people personally, but you could look around the association and find guys who are making, you know, 9-figure deals and they're not on teams that win, and I don't even know if they are like,
I mean,
if they're going crazy for that. Like Damian Lillard for me is a great example. He did what he did in Portland for as long as he could, and he went to Milwaukee, and he's like, you know what? I want to chase the ring. And he was already making the bag. He didn't have to leave to go do that, and he got hurt, and now he's back in Portland, and maybe now he's more in checkout mode. But I look at the league, and I look at the problem with the association, and it's too many players and too many teams are, they're just chilling. And you don't have to really even play. You get paid no matter what.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I think sometimes guys do the whole, like, I want to win. I've got to get after the rings. It's all about winning. They do that in some cases, not all cases, because they sort of feel like they have to. Like, that's what the fan base kind of demands. We want people to be built like Kobe Bryant. And the real is that almost nobody is. Like, most people are not that maniacal. And in fact, similar to what Steiny said a few minutes ago, let's not act like those guys are great teammates. They're hell to be around until they start to come out of it. Kobe Bryant started being well-liked once he had kids. and the end of his career was near, and he tore his Achilles. And then he was like, ooh, I think we should start doing entertainment. How about Showtime? How about a podcast? How about if I'm a hashtag girl dad and I start being nice to everybody around me? He got it, but he wasn't like that before. He was hell to be around for his teammates before that because he was maniacal about winning. And if you weren't, he hated you. That's not how most people are in the association or anywhere else in life. I'm not really triggered by that. I get it. People are trying to like live their lives. They're trying to do their thing. And I, you know, this conversation a little bit inspired by Jonathan Kuminga. Like, that's the part of this that I have no problem with. If Jonathan is about a max contract and a shoe deal and a logo and a job as an NBA one, good for you. Then do that. There's no hard feelings. But again, that job's full here. And so does that mean that he can't play here? It doesn't, unless he's hell-bent on that role and the Warriors are hell-bent on the role that they see for him. And those things have never matched. They've never matched. And that's all that this is. That's all that it is. We've turned it into Kerr doesn't develop people and he hates young people and Jonathan's a selfish jerk and all. No, they just have completely different visions for one another. And that's fine. And they're both very stubborn about those visions. So they've never been able to find that common ground where everybody feels good.
Well, now they're in a spot where there should be common ground because he's got a one-year deal with a team option. And if the team is going to trade him, then he needs to keep his value high. And if the team is going to keep him, then he needs to play at the level that they actually would want to keep him. And Steve Kerr actually had this comment, and I was reading the Tim Kawakami article earlier today. He had a conversation with Steve Kerr, and Steve is basically saying, you know, Kuminga, you got life-changing money. And I know it's not the deal you wanted, but what you got is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what you have. And so now it's up to you and it's up to us to try to do the best by each other and make this work. And, you know, there was no talk about a trade at the deadline or keeping him for 2 years or whatever. But I do think that the overarching reality is it is in each other's best interest for him to play well, for them to play him and have him be in the best possible spot. That way, either they trade him or they trade him and the value is high.
Right. But they're going to play him, I firmly believe, in the role that they would like to play him.
Of course.
So that's what I appreciated yesterday about what Steve Kerr said. Like, did you all want him to blow sunshine up your ass? It sounds to me like some people wanted that. You wanted Steve Kerr to come out and be inauthentic. This contract in no way, shape, or form represents the two sides getting together. You know what I mean? I've had a few people kind of hit us with the comment off of this conversation. Well, if that's how the Warriors felt, then why keep him? I'd argue they didn't. They didn't. If they wanted to, quote, keep him, they'd have offered him 5 years and $150 million. But that's not what this contract represents. It also doesn't represent Jonathan Kuminga wanting to stay. I think, did he say last week when he was asked, does he want to be a Warrior? His response was something along the lines of, well, I'm here, right?
I do.
Exactly. I'm here. It's like, right, you're here. So what does that mean? You want to be a Warrior? No, he wouldn't say the words. Because, no. Plan A is trade Jonathan in February. That's plan A. I don't know if plan A is going to happen. Plan A doesn't always happen. You've got a three-year-old.
Yep.
Does plan A happen on most days?
Oh, boy. Yesterday, we were down to about plan G, as it turned out. No nap, and I got home, and she was already asleep. Well, I mean, I got home eventually, midnight. Shout out the Bay Bridge and a stalled big rig. But, yeah, so plan A for me yesterday was walk to my parking garage, drive home, and be home at 7:05, like every other day.
And what time did you get home?
8:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude.
8:30.
No, it was.
You actually tipped me off because you put down your window and you're like, going to be a long one now. And I said, thanks, bro.
Well, you would have already known. You can see it.
Yep.
The second you. Was anybody in downtown San Francisco yesterday afternoon at rush hour?
It was a total Schmidt show.
You walk out whatever door you walked out of. No, that was good. You walk out of any door and you look at one street, any intersection, and you're like, oh, damn it, the Bay Bridge is blocked.
Yep.
You can see it. You can see whenever something's going on the bridge.
As a pedestrian and you're trying to cross a street and there are five cars in the intersection.
You can cross any street you want because no one's going anywhere.
Right.
You could literally cut someone off and they won't hit you.
Sure.
Because there's another car 2 inches in front of
them. And if they hit you, they're going 1 mile an hour. Ow! That really hit me.
I was feeling for the Waymos. The Waymos must have been super confused.
Dude.
They're like, what's going on? But you can't talk to the Waymo. You can't tell them, yeah, there's an accident on the bridge or a stalled truck or whatever it was. Anyway, so look.
Yeah, plan A, plan B, whatever.
Yeah, but plan A is trade Jonathan. That's plan A. Nothing changed. The contract was simply a means to an end. The contract was a way for everybody to continue to function and not ruin a season and not ruin Jonathan's career and all of that. Like, everything about it suggested that. It's essentially a one-year deal. Like, everybody's going to get out of this as soon as possible. Yes, plan B, C, D could develop. Who knows? Anyway, look, Greg Cosell is going to join us in 45 minutes. There's some quarterbacking stuff we want to get to ahead of that. But this conversation was born out of the crossover and these comments from Steve Kerr at practice yesterday when he was asked, coming out of the Sunday preseason game, hey, how do you think it went with Kuminga when he was out there with the starting group, when he was out there with both Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green?
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately, it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then you know it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
I think that's kind of a 2-inch putt. That's not the controversial statement that I feel like some would like to make it out to be. What he said when they left was, "We're going to give this a whirl in camp." So then they arrive at camp. It looks exactly the same way it did last year. And Steve is acknowledging that. Then he said, but it's early in camp. So that whole thing that we promised to work on, we will. But they're certainly not there yet.
No. And it's Al for me. Like, Al's the key. Because if you can play Kuminga at four and Al Horford at the five and Draymond's out, Steph is in, theoretically, even if it's Moses or, you know, Steph Curry, it allows you to have a little bit more of that spacing that you would need. If it's Kuminga and Jimmy and Draymond, well, that's not going to work. No chance. You don't have any shooting on that team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.